Good day, dear listeners. You are welcome to my podcast show on the channel Humanitarian Cast, an audio talk show that discusses issues of security, humanitarian crisis, and the conflict, especially around the Lake Chad region and Nigeria as a whole. In this episode, I, your regular anchor, Abdulkarim Haruna, will be talking about the current trending issues on the globe, which is the new coronavirus, also known as COVID-19. We are not going to be talking about what COVID-19 is all about. Rather, our focus will be on the media, the COVID-19 and journalists in the Northeast. Yes, the listener may be wondering what it's all about, but in real sense, I and some professional media colleagues have recently been talking on the challenges facing the Nigerian journalists, especially on the need for them to get enablement to do their job. How are we journalists prepared for the coverage and reportage of the coronavirus in the Northeast Nigeria? I am focusing on the Northeast Nigeria because it is one of the disadvantaged regions of the country whose case has even been made worse by the decade-long Boko Haram insurgency. It is on record that when the Boko Haram insurgency erupted in 2009, journalists working in the Northeast, especially those at the epicenter, Borno State, had little or zero idea about conflict reporting. Yes, talk more of conflict-sensitive reporting. Journalists merely plunged into the frontline reporting without any idea. The media employers did nothing to help the greenhorn frontline reporters with any skill or tools to enable them to navigate easily. Journalists had on their own learned on the job, and some had paid dearly even with their lives. It took about 3 years before journalists began to get some kind of media training on conflict-sensitive reporting, human angle reporting of the conflict, and the so-called developmental journalism. And today, many people have made fortune being resource person at such media trainings. Now the COVID-19 is here, and the journalists, just as it was in 2009, are left to veer into the precarious frontline of the COVID-19 reporting without any skill, without any strategy, without any resources or any kind of specialized training on safety. There is no gain emphasizing the fact that Nigerian populace needs accurate and timely information on this new coronavirus pandemic more than any other time else. Already, lives are being threatened by the avalanche of fake news that is being reeled out on the social media. So the world looks up to the professionally trained mainstream journalists to neutralize the polluted media space with correct, factual, authentic, verifiable, and reliable information that they need to process and understand what is going on. It is on this critical note that I call on our media colleagues not to relent or feel disillusioned, but rather they should step on it and search for new skills and resources being made available by our colleagues from other climes that have effectively covered the COVID-19 pandemic. It is heartwarming that reputable media bias organizations like the ICIG are putting out resources on their website that we can easily access and use as a guide for us as we brace up to the task of reporting the effort being made by the authorities in our respective domain in managing the outbreak and spread of the COVID-19 virus. Let us also follow the reporting of some of the international media and some of the reputable media houses in Nigeria and see how they are reporting the COVID-19. Let us learn from their successes and also from their failures, so that we can all enrich our knowledge of the job. One may ask, why am I hammering on the issue of getting kitted for the COVID-19 reporting as if it will never end? It will end, But the reality is that experts have espoused on several media outlets that a novel viral outbreak like the COVID-19 takes up to 12 to 18 months for dependable vaccine to be manufactured. So it means even if Nigeria and all other nations of the world have been able to cut the circulation chain of the COVID-19 through safety measures prescribed by the WHO, the fact still remains that until the vaccine is found, we all remain threatened by this life-stuffing disease. As of today, it is confirmed that 2,015,480 persons have tested positive for COVID-19. And so far, 127,360 persons have died as a result of it. These figures, my brothers and sisters, are not statistics. They are real. So as journalists, even as we go about reporting this deadly disease, we should not forget to always wash our hands, use face masks, avoid unnecessary social mingling, and obey the social distancing order enforced by the authority. We should try and stay at home and work from home. We should do less of going to the field if necessary, and pray to God for a quick end. But we must also take responsibility in educating the public that coronavirus is not a death sentence. It is confirmed that for most people, the coronavirus causes mild or moderate symptoms such as fever and cough that clears up in 2 to 3 weeks. But it can also be more severe illness, cause more severe illness, including pneumonia and death for some people, especially older adults and people with existing health challenges. So the vast majority of people still recover. That is my word for you today, and that is my message. Till we meet again on the next episode, I remain yours, Abdul Karim Haruna. Thank you. Till we meet again. Good morning, dear listeners. Welcome to the Humanitarian Podcast Channel. I am Abdul Karim Haruna, your regular anchor. Here are the latest updates from the NCDC on the current COVID-19 outbreak in Nigeria. According to the NCDC, as of Wednesday, 15 April 2020, 34 new cases of COVID-19 has been reported as follows. Lagos has 18 confirmed cases. Kano has 12 confirmed cases. Katsina has 2 confirmed cases. Delta State has 1 confirmed case. And Niger State has 1 confirmed case. As you can see, the disease is spreading, but our health officials are working. Kano is the new center of attraction in northern Nigeria. The largest and most populous state is now under total lockdown, the government says, for 7 days. But as at 11:20 p.m. of April 15, Nigeria has 407 confirmed cases of COVID-19. 128 have been discharged from the hospital. Kudos to our health officials. And sadly, 12 death cases have been confirmed. Let us stay safe. Wash your hands with soap for at least 20 seconds regularly. Use alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Observe the social distancing. Stay at home and be safe. And use face masks when going into crowded places. Let us take responsibility. Just like the president of the country has said, this is not a joke. It is a matter of life and death. take responsibility.